Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down on the day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. You woke up this morning with the blood running warm through your veins. I hope whenever you did, you opened your eyes. You said, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day, Lord God. Lord, another day that you have blessed me here on this earth. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Wake up with a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let him know that you thank God for him waking you up, and you thank God for the blood that runs warm in your veins. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on with our announcements on today. I want to encourage you to continue to listen to the shows that come on each and every day, all the way through Sunday. I'm going to give you all those announcements, but I encourage you to listen to the Word of God as it's coming forth, because as you can see, we are living in the last days, and as you can hear, a lot of things are going on. You know, yesterday I was telling someone about a new little animal that has showed up, amen, at the doorstep. So just listen to what the Lord is saying and give your life to Christ, because it won't be long, you know, because you can't. I was looking at today and I'm like, okay, you know, today just really don't seem like a Sunday, because that's what it is. You know, time ain't long, because things are changing, and they're changing drastically and rapidly. So I want to encourage you to listen and give your life to Christ wholeheartedly, because so many times we can say, well, you know, I am a Christian. Yes, I understand that. But are you living the way you're supposed to live? Are you walking like you're talking? Glory to God. You know, you can confess Jesus is Lord, but are you walking the Word of God out? Hallelujah. And then you say, well, you know, he's a forgiving God, but then you forget the wrath side that he has also. My God. So many times people forget that part. They remember all the other, but they forget that part, that I am a living epistle of Jesus Christ. So I got to live the part. I am, you know, a prophet. So I got to live the part. I got to walk it like I'm talking. Glory to God. I am a deacon, so I have to not let my good be evil spoken of. I am a pastor, so I have to carry myself with a man of integrity. I am an apostle, so, you know, I have to live up to the standard in which I go out and do God's will and go ahead and raise up other people and send them out. I am an evangelist, so I need to evangelize the right way. And whatever I'm telling others, I need to remember that this is the way I should live. I am. Glory to God. A minister. So if I'm ministering to everybody else, then I shouldn't be talking about Susie coming down the street. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She's not dressed right. She ain't walking right. And she don't talk right. I need to see if I can help Susie. Hallelujah. Remember who you are in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. When you confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Let's go ahead on with the announcements on today. Amen. First of all, on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. That was an awesome show on yesterday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you missed it, you missed a treat. Every time you don't come on the show, you miss a treat. Hallelujah. Not trick or treat. You miss the Jesus treat. Glory to God. The Word of God treat. Hallelujah. None other than Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to make sure you tune in every Saturday and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to Elder. Amen. And she brings it out just like he give it to her. No sugar coating, no sugar on it. Glory to God. She just coded and give it to you. Hallelujah. And that's the way the Word of God should be. So come on in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on Saturday with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. And then if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of the First Hour of Power and this Prophetic Corner Ministries. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if you move on back up on Tuesday night, glory to God, we have One Word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with the hookup. Go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be so they can get back in touch with you, and they will get back in touch with you. You know, some folks say, well, I don't have anybody to help me. Well, I'm extending the olive branch right now out to you. They will contact you. They will help you. They will pray with you. They will walk you through where you need to go. So I encourage you to go ahead and inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you inbox them, they will get back with you. So I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and do that. And I also want to ask you to partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you can't even hardly eat out, like I said, for $25. But guess what? You can eat the Word of God. You can partner with us. You'll be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. Whenever, amen, prayer goes forth, your name will be called out into the heavens of heavenly. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Where you will, hallelujah, glory to God, receive prayer. So I encourage you to go ahead and hook up and let them know that you want a partner. It's only $25 or more. So come on and join us and see what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. You know, sometimes we miss out because we don't want a partner. We'll partner with those that we know that can't. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. But we are partner with those people. Hallelujah. But we won't partner with some that we know that can get whatever we need. Hallelujah. Can get a prayer through. Hallelujah. That will tell you the truth. Amen. By the Word of God, and show you the truth by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you want a familiar spirit. We'll put it like that. That tell you what you want to hear, but not what you need to know. Good God Almighty. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in and let God be God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep all the announcements in mind. And hallelujah. And look for God to do some great and mighty things. Glory to God. I'm going to open up my line now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, would you please just press the 1. You don't have to give me your name, but just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. And I will bring, you know, I will pray with you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. No one is pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Hallelujah. We're going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, Lord, as it shall endure forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. May the grace of God be with them, Lord, for now and ever and always, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we come against every spirit that tries to stop them from hearing the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, we come against, Lord God, every spirit, Lord God, that won't let them, Lord God, hear the Word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and everything, oh God, that you're doing in their life, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that's in, Lord God, them, Lord God, that shall come out, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, oh God, because, Lord, if it had not been for you on their side, what will they do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, as this word, Lord, penetrates the mind, Lord God, the body and the soul, oh my God, that it captures their spirit so they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are looking for a mate, those, Lord God, who want a mate, those, Lord God, who think they have a mate, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them go through the steps so well, Lord God, as we've been going through the steps for the last couple couple of weeks, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But Lord, we know, Lord God, that nothing catches you by surprise, Lord. And we know, Lord, you already know what we want before we even ask. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, and I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I give you praise in your Son Jesus' name, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that nothing, Lord God, happens. We know, Lord, that everything is ordained by you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord, in the name of Jesus in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hear what the Lord is saying, amen, on today, hallelujah. Don't listen at me, hallelujah, but hear the Spirit of the Lord in me. You know, sometimes they look at, hey, that's just just that person, hallelujah. Let's just say, amen, the other Mabar shoestring for a minute, hallelujah. That's just those shoestring, hallelujah. I know shoestring way back doing then, but guess what? Don't look at old shoestring, glory to God. Look at how God done brought them out and brought them over, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, because he's an awesome God. He's a miracle-working God. And if you believe that, then you know God can work some miracles in your life. How many of you need a miracle in your life on today? Hallelujah. Whether it's healing, hallelujah, in your knee, hallelujah, glory to God. Whether it's healing, Lord God, oh, my God, in the ears, hallelujah, glory to God. He's healing all over. Nothing is too hard for God in the name of Jesus. So you got to know that you know that you know that you believe that he is a miracle working God and he is a healer. He ain't stopped healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so many times people say, well, I ain't healed yet. Hallelujah. Well, do you believe? Hallelujah. You say, Lord, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. If there's any unbelief in me, God, I ask you to take it out, Lord God. Don't let me doubt, Lord God, because I know too much about you. Hey, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. If you need healing, just down in your soul, in your spirit realm, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, he can heal. He can deliver. He can set you free from whatever it is that you're going through, from whatever it is, oh, my God, that's trying to weigh you down and stop you from hearing the word of God. Whatever it is, hallelujah, he can heal it, hallelujah, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. So ask God to heal it right now while the anointing is flowing, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah, while the anointing is flowing, you're in an atmosphere, ask God to heal you wherever you're hurt, from the church hurt, hallelujah, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, relationship hurt, say, Lord, I need your healing right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, good God Almighty, he can heal, hallelujah, oh my God, so you can step out on faith and know to go forth, hallelujah, glory to God, he can heal the fears that you have, hallelujah, nothing is too hard for God, and nothing is impossible, hallelujah, because we serve a God that's all possible, good God Almighty, hallelujah, glory to God. So you're in an atmosphere of healing. So you ask him to heal you right now, wherever you may hurt, whatever hurts you, hallelujah, whatever's bothering you, hallelujah. You're in a healing atmosphere, hallelujah. Just reach out, hallelujah, and ask God to heal you right now, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I hear someone saying, and you know what, Lord, they hurt me in that church. I don't ever want to go in another church again, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. But you can't be like that, hallelujah. God, I heal that hurt, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. The thing about it is we are the church, hallelujah. So remember, hallelujah, he'll heal that that's hurting you, that's stopping you from going to your next level. You know, sometimes you hold on to stuff 10, 15, 20 years, even 30 years on down the road. Somebody took $30 from you and you still remember it. Ask God to heal that thing, hallelujah. They're stopping you from going to that next level because he can do it. He can do it, hallelujah. And it won't take long, hallelujah, glory to God. But just ask him to heal it right now, and he will. Look to the healed, which come your help. Sometimes you look to man, but look to the heel which come your help. All of your help come from him, not some of it, all of it. He holds the whole world in his hand. You know, they used to sing this song, he got the whole world in his hand. Yes, he do, hallelujah. And whatever you need, he can give it to you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go on with our message on today. We've been going through the book of Ruth. We are now at the last chapter. So I'm going to just do a piggyback on a couple of things, amen, that, you know, we went through on our first chapter, and we talked about how, you know, it was a famine in the land in Bethlehem over there, and Naomi and her husband Elimelech and Kilion and Chilion and Malion, all of them left, and they went over, amen, to another country, to where the Moabites was. Glory to God. But you know, amen, when they got over there, they just think about it. When they left that land, it was a land of famine. They took it with them. Because, see, sometimes you have to stay in a place, and I hear you, Lord. Sometimes you have to stay in that place and let God do his work in that place. Because when you move to another place, amen, and he's not calling you to, oh, hallelujah, then guess what? You're going to work that much harder. You're on your own to try to build yourself in that place. So you just think about it, if he'd have stayed in that place when God, you know, where there was a famine, because, you know, he could have waxed great. Who knows how long the famine would have lasted? Glory to God. Ah, my God, my God. That means famine wasn't nothing growing. Hallelujah. No cows weren't giving no milk. The goats weren't bad, and the sheep weren't giving no wool. Nothing wasn't coming from nothing. No plants growing, nothing. So they went over to the other country. So just think about it. If they had stayed in that country, just hold on, and a change will come. Ah, my God, because sometimes you move out and move too quick. I know I said, you know, sometimes you make a move too soon. So when they got over here in this other place, amen, glory to God, they were trying to build themselves up and have, you know, a lot, and glory to God, and just continued on working hard. The sons were working. Everybody was working. Elimelech, the dad, was working, and they were just trying to build themselves up. Glory to God. But the father died. Then the two sons died. Well, guess what? They had wives, and that left Naomi the wife and the mom, and Ruth and Oprah. That left them three. Can you imagine? They were devastated after that happened. Because just think, when they were coming from one place to another, they was thought that's where they was going to find their wealthy place. Hallelujah. But all this and all that entrapped their mind, glory to God, and things start to happen. And, you know, can you imagine, well, Lord, what happened? Why, Lord, why? You sometimes ask him why. Glory to God. You know, long time ago, people used to tell us, you know, don't ask him why. Well, I said, if I don't ask him, and I can't ask you because you don't know, so who do I need to ask? You got to ask somebody. Come on, don't ask him why. Yes. Ask him why, and he'll tell you. And if he don't say nothing, it may not be time for you to know why. But yes, ask him why. And so after all that, she decided, you know, after she heard that the Lord had visited Bethlehem, so she said, oh, the Lord has visited them. So in other words, everything had been got a little water, hallelujah, the rain came, and the cows was back giving milk, and you can get a little butter, and you can get a little fat calf over there, you know, eat a little beef, and everything has started back to normal. So she decided, hallelujah, to go back, and I've told you before, Oprah didn't go. But Ruth went with her because Ruth believed in what she was saying. And she said, I'm not going to leave you. But Oprah turned around and she went back. She said, Ruth said, I'm not going to leave you. Your God going to be my God. So she received and she accepted the Lord as her God, glory to God, because Naomi told her how her God is and, you know, and how strong her God was. And she continued to tell her things about God and how he was a miracle worker, and all different kinds of things started to roam through her mind. And, you know, and she received that word, engrafted word on her heart. Huh? So, my God, so she didn't sin, hallelujah. Glory to God. And so she said, I'm going with you. So she went all the way back with Naomi and back to the place in which Naomi came. So when Naomi came up on the place where she came from, and everybody was looking and staring, is that Naomi? You know, when she said, and who's that with her? Hallelujah. And they had heard about it, you know, news travel fast. It don't matter far and near, you know, street committed, they're going to get it out somewhere. I tell you what, let there be, hallelujah, it's going to get out. It don't matter. It does not matter. Someone's going to see you. So what you do in the dark, let me just remind you, it's going to come to the light regardless. If you don't think that he sees you, somebody going to see you. Hallelujah. They're going to drive by and say, hold up, I saw you coming out of that place. And it wasn't no church. Okay, let's move on, keep it moving. So she said, yeah, call me Sorrow. She was saying Sorrow. Call me Mara because my name is Sorrow because God had dealt, you know, strictly with me, you know. But understand, you know, time and chance happen to us all. Things can happen to make you feel some type of way when you got to know and you got to pull on him even the more, not to let that thing sink down in you and get you all confused and thinking that God don't care, but he always care. He said, I care if you lose one hair. Every hair on your head is numbered. So I care. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care. Hallelujah. He knows what you, he knows, amen, what concerns you concerns him. So don't lose it. That's when we got to depend on him even the more. I was talking to one of my, amen, coworkers, and I said, you know what? She said, well, I eat a little bit more, you know, whenever, you know, I get upset. I said, you know what I do? I don't eat, hallelujah. Well, sometimes people handle stuff differently. Now, me, I don't eat, hallelujah. I said, well, you know what? I don't eat, but I pray. That's the time I go in deep prayer then. Sure enough, you know, I know y'all said, well, I go in deep prayer really, but I said, sure enough, we down south. And, you know, that's what I do. I go in deep prayer. I said, Lord, you got to move this thing. I ain't eating, I ain't doing nothing. Lord, you got to move this thing. This ain't going to happen. This can't happen. Hallelujah. That's when you got to mount up in prayer. So many times people say I pray, but you know, sometimes you don't really pray, hallelujah. You just pray them little cute prayers. Well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, take care of this thing. You know, it's bothering me. Nah, I said, this will not happen, glory to God. You said, put you in remembrance of your word, Lord God. You said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but you shall bring them out of them all. So that means everything that I go through down here, you are going to bring me out of it no matter what. So, Lord, I'm depending on you, Lord God. I am your child. You are the peacekeeper. You are the peacemaker. So, Lord God, and I know that you are the miracle-working God. So, Lord, I cast this thing upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you can use your own words. Hallelujah. It's just an example. You know, I hear a lot of times we'll say people can't pray like you. I don't expect you to pray like me. I expect for you to talk to him the way you're talking to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I expect you to use your own words, not my words, but use your own. Use the words of the Bible if you don't know. Go in there and pull up the scripture and use the scripture. That's what you do. And then rely on it. And it'll take you through whatever you got to go through. Hallelujah. So when she got back there, she said, well, you know, and they got in their house and everything. And, you know, Ruth said, you know what? She said, you stay here, and I'm going to see if I can get us something to eat. So Ruth was going on out, amen, to glean in the field, to get a little corn, a little wheat. Amen. Glory to God. So she just happened up on one of the richest men in that place, and that was Boaz. She just happened. That's what the Bible says she happened. But, you know, these things don't happen. He placed her in that place, because she was good to her mother-in-law. She saw about her, made sure that she was okay, made sure that she got back to that place where she was going. She made sure, hallelujah, that she had everything that she could possibly give her. By staying with her, making sure that she didn't fall sick, making sure, hallelujah, glory to God, that she was okay because all the devastation that she had been through, even so, Ruth had been through, amen, losing her husband. And then, amen, Naomi had lost her husband and two sons. She made sure, hallelujah, that she got to where she needed to go. Hallelujah. So she went on over to the richest man's field, which was Boaz, and hallelujah. So just this particular day, Boaz, well, you know, he stayed in the city, and he said, well, you know what? I think I'll visit one of my fields today. Just so happened he came to that field. Now just think about it. He just so happened. Hallelujah. It was ordained. You know, God orders your steps each and every day in every way. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, well, he hasn't ordered mine. You know why? Because you ain't prayed about it. Pray about it and let him order it. Don't you order your own steps. Because sometimes you step out, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Lord, would you have me to do this? Is this what you want me to do today? I think so many times now we're so trying to get so much land, houses, money, cars, boys, girls, men, hallelujah, good God Almighty, that we forget the real deal. You know, he said, you know, if you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. The real reason we're here is to see souls being saved. I'm not telling you not to pray for yourself. Hallelujah. But sometimes, you know, as the elder was saying on yesterday, you know, pray for other people, even those that you don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, that's what you have to do. And so when he happened in that field and he asked the man, you know, who is that? You know, he seen the woman there and she was just gleaning. She didn't try to roll up on him or she didn't say, hey, you know, hey, what's your name? I would like to know your name. She didn't say none of that. She didn't say nothing. He picked her out and asked the guys that was maintaining his fields, he said, who is that? And they explained to him that that was Ruth. She was with Naomi, and she came back and what had happened and everything. So just so happened, hallelujah, he kicked her out of the field. Oh, my God. Now, you know what? God will send him to you. He'll let him pick you out of a crowd. Ah, my God, ain't that something? You don't have to go and say, well, hey, you know, you look nice. You look good, man. You know, no. He said, when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing and he find favor, huh? My God, my God. So let him come to you. Don't you go out there looking. Glory to God. So many times you look and you look too long and you look wrong. Look too long and look wrong. But let him pick. Hallelujah. Let him find you in the midst of all that. Glory to God. And that's what happened to Ruth. He found her in the midst of all that. Glory to God. And he began, you know, he said, don't go and glean in nobody else's field. You stay right here. Ah, my God. See, he knew what he wanted. He knew, hallelujah. But see, since he was such a righteous man, he didn't want to make it look like he was trying to come on to her or anything like that. And he said, you stay here. Because he didn't want her to get lost in the transition because he already had them kicked out for his wife. Come on now. Oh, amen. Glory to God. Let's move on with our chapter 4. And this is the last chapter. Amen. I hope y'all have had much fun with this as I have. Glory to God. And every time I read it, it gives me new revelation. But it's just awesome for God to show you new revelation in the Word of God. So I'm going to go ahead with chapter 4 of Ruth, and this is the last chapter. Then went Boaz up to the gate and set him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came back, unto whom he said, ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. See, look, Boaz knew, amen, he was real restricted in that area. So he didn't want to, he had to know he had to do this thing decent and in order. He like I said, he didn't want nothing to come back on him, you know, like, you know, and he was also well respected around the place. So he didn't want people could talk, you know, and say different things about him and different stuff. But he didn't want that. He wanted to make sure that he was in order with the law of Moses, you know, and that's what he was doing. He was making sure that he was doing the right thing. How many of you make sure that you're doing the right thing? Hallelujah. Sometimes you just do and don't care. You know, if it's good, it's good, Lord. If it's bad, it's bad. No, you want to do the right thing. Sometimes you get off track. I'm not saying you're perfect. Well, it's okay. Jump back on the track. Lord, forgive me. Repent and keep it moving. Let's move on to verse 2. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit ye down here. And they sat down. See, Boaz was setting it all up so he'd make sure he had some witnesses. You know, the Bible says, make sure, hallelujah, between one or two witnesses, let the word, two or three witnesses, let the word be established. So you need somebody around you, hallelujah. Sometimes when people get to saying, you said this and you said that and you said this and you said, and you don't be done said not nothing. And you did this and you did, and you don't be done did nothing to them. You just told them, you know, look, this is what I'm telling you. I want you to hear me, okay? This is what you need to do, and this is what happened. Because sometimes people can go and say, you said stuff and you don't even be done said it. Glory to God. I thank God for Jesus. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 3. And he said unto his kinsmen, Naomi that is come again out of the country of Moab, settleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech. He was saying that Naomi had came back, and she was going to sell some land. See, him and Ruth had already discussed what was going on, you know. So, you know, she had already told her, just sit tight, because if you say he's going to handle it, he's going to handle it back up in chapter 3. And he told Ruth to just sit tight. That's what Naomi told her, sit tight. He'll handle it. So he was telling him, you know, okay, she's selling off some land, you know, because she's going to need this land, hallelujah, to live on. And so he was telling him about it. Let's move to verse 4. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou would redeem it, but if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. But see, right here, when he was telling him, he said, if you ain't going to get it, you know, if you ain't going to redeem it to keep it in the family, then you let me know. Because if you ain't going to get it, I'm going to get it. He was telling him, let him know now. But then he said, I'll get it. But see, when he said that, he didn't know what else had to come with that land. And see, Boaz knew what he was doing. You know, Boaz, God had gave Boaz some wisdom, and he was smart. Just think about it. He was a man of strength. He was a man of valor. He was a good man. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A rich man. He wasn't broke. Look out, ladies. He was not broke. Hallelujah. He wasn't struggling. Hallelujah. So understand, he wanted to make sure that, you know, he was in doing what he was supposed to do. So let's move on to verse 5. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. He said, you're going to get the field. If you're going to get the field, you're going to have to get the woman too. He was letting them know, okay, because you had to buy the field. You're going to buy the field, then you had to take Ruth too. She came along with the package there. So you raise up children so it can keep it kind of in the family. So that's what he was telling him about all that. Glory to God. And let's see what happened when he explained all that to her. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. In other words, Boaz already were hoping, you know, that he didn't want it anyway, okay? You can imagine. Hallelujah. He said, I can't do that because he already had children from a previous marriage, and he didn't want to split the inheritance. That's what he was saying. Isn't it something, amen, when we read the word of God of how all these things transpire and all these things happen? He said, I can't do it because it'll split my inheritance. You know, then he was saying that he was going to have kids by Ruth, hallelujah, which he didn't want to do. He didn't want to do that. And Boaz was already hoping. Come on now. You know, Boaz had saw Ruth with all her makeup on, hair hanging down her back. She was looking good. Oh, my gosh, she was smelling good. Hallelujah. And he didn't want to give all that away, but he had to continue to do things decent and in order. And when he told him he had to take her also, he said, you know, I can't do that because I don't want to split my inheritance. Because, you know, sometimes when you split the inheritance between these children from one marriage and then this one from a previous marriage, then guess what? It's going to be some bickering about it. I don't care if sometimes you got it all deeded off here, property here, property there, family here, insurance policies there, everywhere. It's going to be some bickering about it. So he knew he didn't want to get into that. That one little set of family that he had, his children, he wanted to keep it like that. So let's move on. Now, this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Let's read verse 8. Therefore, the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he threw off his shoe. In other words, when he threw that shoe off, amen, I don't know if he had Johnson in there or not, amen, glory to God. Yes, think about it, when he took his shoe off and gave it to Boaz, that means he was passing the baton on to Boaz. He was saying, no, you can do it. See, Boaz didn't have any family, hallelujah, he didn't have no women out there in the field, amen, none that I read about, glory to God. So he took off his shoe and he gave it to Boaz, and he was saying, no, you can do it. And let's read verse 9. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have brought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and all that was Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. So he was saying he brought everything to the table, and he told him what had to happen. He told him about the land. He didn't keep nothing from him. He told him about Ruth. He told him what they were going to do with the land and what he had to do to buy the land and Ruth both. He told him about it. See, sometimes people hold things out. They'll say, well, you know what? You need to get this. It's just like when you go and you buy a used car. Sometimes they'll tell you, hallelujah, that's why it's good to get the car fact. Amen. Make sure you get the car facts, okay? Amen. Get the facts. Get your facts. Yeah, get your facts straight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He told him everything. Because sometimes when you go buy a car, you get a used car, some people just be so excited to get a used car till they forget to get the car facts. To see if it's been ripped, to see if how, you know, if some things are going on with it. They just go ahead and you know what they're going to do? They go, some of them going to sell it right on off to you. Hallelujah. Smoking it all. Glory to God. But he said, I told him, and he had witnesses all around him, so he couldn't say that he told him nothing any different. And that's what it means by, you know, make sure you got somebody there. If you have a problem with a brother or sister, then you take somebody with you. I've had to do those things also. Ah, my God, my God. And I tell you, so you can't say that I said this and I said that. No, they will testify of what I said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just make sure that you know what you're knowing, amen, and you do what you do, and make sure you just tell the truth, and make sure you get wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So when you go to someone, and, you know, so you can make sure that you cover your back, because that's what Boaz was doing, so nothing could be said, because he was well-respected, and he didn't want to lose that. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 10. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, and I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that he name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. So he was telling them, y'all are witnesses now. Y'all know, hallelujah, that I'm going to take her to be my wife. Hallelujah. I'm going to purchase the land. So Naomi and them will have some place to stay, and, you know, and then he'd have to raise up his children and everything. And he said, I'm going to purchase it, and I'm going to purchase Ruth too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you can imagine there was some back taxes. Amen. That was old. Amen. Glory to God. Ah, thank you, Lord. And you can imagine all that transpired in there. But Boaz remained respectful. Ah, my God, because he had witnesses. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 11. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthy in Ephrath and be famous in Bethlehem. Let's read verse 12. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of his young woman. So they were saying they understand, and they were saying that the child that was coming, amen, from Boaz and Ruth, that child would have the inheritance. He had somebody to carry on the Elimelech and Mahlon name, and that's what it was. He's going to raise up that child that's coming from Boaz. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. So see right here, they did everything decent and in order. Glory to God. Ain't that something, how God blessed her because she took good care of her mother-in-law? You know, you just don't see that nowadays. Sometimes you may, very rarely, but instead of them, amen, going, helping them, their mother-in-law, they're doing some other things. I'm going to leave it like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you know what? You got to learn to do things decent and in order. I know there is someone that I know, hallelujah, and they say, oh, you know, someone is always trying to get them to do something, amen, underhanded. Just go ahead, you know, you can do this and get somebody to half do your house, and then you can pocket the other money. They say, oh, I'm not doing that. I know what the insurance company said, and I'm not going to get in trouble with them. for trying to pocket nothing. I'm going to do right because I don't want them to drop my insurance. Glory to God. See, you can do stuff that'll cause you harm than good and by trying to do stuff underhanded. Hallelujah. But you understand right here, Boaz, he did what he was supposed to do. He heard the Lord and he was walking in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. My God, that's what it all means. Even through the word of God, you got to remember, say, Lord, am I right or am I wrong? If he tell you don't go there, then don't go there. If he tell you don't do it, then just don't do it. Hallelujah. And some things you already know that's wrong, then guess what? Hallelujah. Then don't do them anyway. You know those things are sin, but then still, what you going to do? You going to go on and do them anyway? Nah, come on now. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 14. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which has not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. So she was telling them, look, God redeemed it back and he gave you, amen, somebody, amen. Now you're not without a kinsman because you know what? She watched after her mother-in-law. She helped her. She went out and let her kept the house, and she went out to get food. It was God ordained for her to go out and work in this field, and she didn't have to work long. All she had to do was just be there. But understand, she went out. When she went out, glory to God, hallelujah, she didn't go out there trying to find out who was the owner. She just went out in the field to glean. She just trying to get them something to eat. So you got to remember, don't go out so we know what I'm dressing up today, and I'm going out, and I'm going to look and see what I can find. Now, you go out and say, Lord, you know what? If he out there, then you put him in my path, oh, God. Wherever I go, Lord, let him come in my path, Lord God. And all them that don't belong in my path, Lord, keep them away from me, glory to God. But sometimes people won't pray those prayers because they're afraid of what God's going to do. But understand, he's an awesome God. He ain't going to give you nothing that's going to cause you sorrow. Hallelujah. Understand, you know, it was like that between Ruth and Naomi. Don't you know she would have turned around and went back? But no, he knew that she was going to do her good than harm. Because, you know, she couldn't go and do the things that Ruth could do. Hallelujah. Because she had then got older. And so she was helping her all the way, along the way. She did good by her mother-in-law. She did the things that she should have done with the helper and help her feed, you know, get her food and everything. Let's move on to verse 16. Hallelujah. No, let's move to verse 15. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nurturer of thine old age for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons hath borne him. She was saying Ruth was better to her than seven sons. You see what she did because she took care of her. Ain't that something for somebody to nurture their mother-in-law like that and take care of her? And she didn't mind, hallelujah. I didn't hear where she said, now time. You just think about it, though. If Oprah had came, what would have happened? Oprah had something else on her agenda, glory to God. And it wasn't Jesus Christ either, amen, hallelujah. So you see, she nurtured her, she took care of her, she watched over her, and that's a good virtuous woman. She didn't go in the field looking for a man, she just went in the field. You know, sometimes, well, you know, like I was saying, you know, you go out, let's just call it in the field, you go out looking, you know, say, Lord, I hope the right one looking, I hope he looking my way, the right one. Now listen, don't go out, toe up from the flow up, amen. I say again, comb your hair, hallelujah, don't have the scarf or the nightcap on your head. Isn't it something when I go out, hallelujah, and I see how all these young girls with these sleek caps on their head. But guess what, whatever you wear and how you dress, that's who you draw. Let me say that again. Whatever you wear and how you dress, that's who you draw. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I see them with the sleep caps on. They wear pajamas and everything. Hallelujah. So that's what you're going to draw. Let's move on to verse 16. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the woman and the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse and the father of David. Glory to God. You see right there, hallelujah, she took it and she nursed it. I read in one translation says she took the child and she cuddled with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She cuddled with the child on her chest. Because think about it, she was just so happy to have that child born from Ruth, amen, and because she had lost her two children, her husband, and God brought it back and turned it around and gave her joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Don't you see what he did? He gave Ruth a nice and awesome husband, one that would cherish her, one that would watch over her, one that would take care of her, one that wasn't broke, so she didn't have to struggle no more. Huh? So you know he'll turn it around. Everything you think the enemy mean for bad, God will turn it around and make it good. And you see how God turned the whole world around because she stayed in a place. And you know, when Naomi ministered to Ruth and she received the word of the Lord, and she went on over, amen, glory to God, in the place where she came from. She didn't know nobody but Naomi in that place. But when she got there, you know, God set her up real good, and he put her in the field where Boaz was, and he happened to walk out there, and she had on her makeup, and she had on her Chanel perfume, and she was looking good, and she was smelling good, glory to God. And he said, who is that young woman right there? He was a little bit older than Ruth, amen, glory to God. But it was the way that she carried herself, and he talked about how she was a virtuous woman, and she didn't go out there in the field looking for nothing. It just happened to come up on her, glory to God. And he'll put you in that place where you can just be in the place at the right time. I remember a testimony that I heard. It was on the TV, hallelujah, and this guy and this girl, they rode the bus to a certain place. It was out of town. It was on Greyhound bus, and they rode the bus out of place, and they just started talking on the Greyhound bus, and they exchanged numbers, and you know, and that, they thought that was it, but it wasn't it. The next thing you know, they said they some kind of way they came back in contact. Amen. That's what they were saying, some kind of way, but it was God ordained. They came back in contact, and they ended up in the same place at the same time. Glory to God. So they started talking, and both were Christians, and they finally, amen, they got married. Glory to God. You see how God worked it. Hallelujah, glory to God. So he'll put you in the right place at the right time. He'll put you with the right people at the right time. Hallelujah. But you got to know, you got to ask him to put you in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he'll do that, just like he did for Ruth. Hallelujah. And she, my God, she had everything. He was rich, like I said, and he gave her everything. Hallelujah, glory to God. She didn't have to go around scrounging for nothing. She didn't have to go around trying to scrape up no food or nothing. He was the next of kin in line, and guess what? She got him. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just know that you know he will put you in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. You don't have to go out there and go with your, amen, your clothes all half off and, my God, and showing everything your mama made. Hallelujah, glory to God. You don't have to go out there like that. You don't have to go out there and be loud and talk loud. And if it's for you, God going to put you in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah, glory to God. But just make sure when you go out, don't you go out looking. You let them look for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And let me help you out, ladies. If you see somebody and they hide around the corner, they say, wait a minute, hold up, I'll be right back. And they're going around the corner to see if the other woman that got out the car. Glory to God. Then you need to go. You need to leave up out of that store right then. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, it's all kinds, and they'll come to you like that. Glory to God. And hold up, wait a minute. Now, and then you see the woman coming out of the car, coming in there to see if she can find him. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That you don't want. So just be careful. Hallelujah. But God will put you in the right place at the right time. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you put them in the right place at the right time, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For whatever they're looking for, Lord, whether it's a job or whether it's someone, Lord God, they want to share their life with the rest of their life. Father God, we ask you to put them in the right place at the right time, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Lord. speak prosperity, Lord God, over each and every one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to your purpose, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know that your will be done, Lord God. We know, Lord, whatever they ask in your Son Jesus' name, it shall be given unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Father God, I ask that none on this line fall short of your glory, Lord. None on this line fall short, Lord God, of the prosperity, O God, right now in the name of Jesus, O God. As they give, Lord God, you said it shall be given. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto their bosom right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, as you're giving to them, Lord God, on this day, Lord God. Not only, Lord God, you'll give them, Lord God, the money they need, but God, you'll give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord God, so they can go a long ways, Lord God, so they can walk in your walk, Lord God, and talk the talk you want on the talk, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I plead the blood over each and every one on this line right now, oh God. The blood bought power of the Holy Ghost on the inside, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I plead the blood as they go and as they come, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I ask you, God, to cover them, Lord God, on their daily walk, in the name of Jesus, in their mind, Lord God. The mind-binding spirit that tries to come against them, I come against it right now, in the name of Jesus. I lose peace in their mind, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give them wisdom, Lord God, as they walk, Lord God, and talk, Lord God, right, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the wisdom take them, Lord God, where no man can take them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to give them wisdom, Lord God, on how to pay off their debt, so they can live debt-free. Oh, my God, good God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, show them step by step, Lord God. Lord, you said the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So, God, you order their steps, step by step, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I ask you to increase them in their faith, in the name of Jesus, oh God. As they ask you to help them to increase in their faith, give them wisdom on how to increase in their faith, by reading the word of God, meditating on it, and knowing what he did, Lord God, in the word of God, and knowing that you'll do the same thing for them that you did in the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, oh God. We know we serve an awesome God. We serve the only God, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, that can bring them out and bring them over into a new you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I pray for those, Lord God, who are becoming desperate, oh God. I ask you, God, to give them, Lord God, the strength to hold out just a little while longer and know that a change gonna come, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, don't let them react on their desperateness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because if they do, they're gonna fall over, oh my God, in a valley of dry bones, and oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, oh God. Father God, let them nurture the word even the more, Lord, in this season. And hold on to the word of God in this season that's going to get them as far as they need to go, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I hear that desperation keep coming up. Glory to God. You're desperate. Hallelujah. I'm just going to tell it like it is. You're too desperate. You need to just settle down and talk to Jesus. Have a little talk with him. And he'll tell him all about your troubles, and he'll make everything all right. You're getting too desperate. Hallelujah. My God. You're just too desperate. You need to come and settle down. Hallelujah. And talk to him about it, and tell him what's going on, and tell him all about what concerns you, and tell him, hallelujah, and tell him. If you don't give your answer back, just keep telling him, hallelujah. And Lord, what shall I do, Lord? I need you to tell me, Lord, because this thing is bothering me. Don't get desperate and just jump out and do anything. I just keep hearing him saying desperate. You're desperate, hallelujah. You're just plain desperate. Hallelujah. Settle yourself down, and come back to reality, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, oh my God, to forgive me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Glory to God. You're now in the body of Christ, getting you a Bible-believing church and in Bible study, amen, where the word of God is being taught and lived each and every day. Hallelujah. You've committed all your ways to Christ, and he will, he will take care of you by and by. Glory to God. Amen. If this is you, I want you to hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the angels in heaven are rejoicing because one soul have been saved on this day. Glory to God. If just one, hallelujah. Oh, my God. The angels in heaven rejoice. Oh, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, don't forget, Ministry Lane will be coming up next. You'll have a 30-minute break. You can go ahead and you can get you something to drink, get you some water, amen, get you some chips, juice, whatever you prefer. But I want you to make sure you go over and show Ministry Elaine some love, an awesome, awesome woman of God, hallelujah. I'm going to give you the number because I know some say they don't have it. I'm going to give you the number for her show, and I want you to go over and show her some love, and I want you to write this down. I want it, the number is 1-347-945-5041. And I want you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Whenever I get off, you, like I said, you got 30-minute break. So go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get a benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. We will see you back on next Sunday. Remember, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.